Okay, we're going to continue now in Perek Vav of Maseches Tamayin. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel of Perek Vav of Maseches Tamayin. So we had just discussed the difference between an Aris and a Choker, but we didn't finish discussing that difference. Meaning we spoke about an Aris who gets a field, Ba'arisus, where he's a sharecropper, where he gets a certain percentage of the crop and gives a certain percentage to the Bal Hasada. We discussed if you do that, Mina Yisrael, Mina Vichavim, or Mina Kuti. But then when we spoke about a Choker, who gives X amount to the landowner, we only spoke about Choker Sada Mi Yisrael. We didn't talk about Choker Sada from an Ovid Kochavim. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about what about a Choker from an Ovid Kochavim? What are his Trumas and Maestros obligations? So Choker Sada Min HaOvid Kochavim. So Ma'aser V'Nosinel. He has to take off all the Trumas and Maestros before he gives the produce to the Ovid Kochavim. Truma and Maestr before you give it to the Ovid Kochavim, as opposed to when you take it from Yisrael, where we said you only have to take Trumos and not Maestros. The Chachamim made this knas in order to discourage people from renting land in Eretz Yisrael from Ovdei Kochavim, and meaning the point is, we want, you know, as much as we wanted to make it easy for Jewish landowners to have people to work their field, we want to make it very difficult for non-Jewish landowners to have people work their field, because we'd rather not have the non-Jewish people own land in Eretz Yisrael. We'd rather encourage them to sell the land in Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the din in the Torah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Lo Seichanim, and that is in the Torah of Lo Seichanim, tells us that Lo Sitin Lemchaniya Bekarka teaches us three things, but one of the three things it tells you is that Lo Sitin Lemchaniya Bekarka, that we shouldn't provide a place of residence in Eretz Yisrael to Ovdei Kochavim. So we want to do whatever we can to make it more attractive for the Ovdei Kochavim to sell his land to a Jew than to keep it and have a Jew work on it for him. So the cost of separating Trumas and Maestros goes on the Choker, which means no Choker is ever going to want to work in a Chakiris arrangement for an Ovid Kochavim, and that will make it that that the non-Jew will want to sell his land. We don't have this penalty on an Aris, though, because landowners generally weren't looking for Arisim. They were looking for Chakarim. They were looking for Chokrim. They were looking for Choker, not for an Aris, because it was more profitable for them, because they it's a guarantee. I mean, when you hire an Aris, when you hire a sharecropper, you have no idea how much money you're going to get, because it's whatever percentage of that gets produced. When you hire a choker, you know exactly what you're going to get in advance. So people are more interested in doing that anyway. So we take away that opportunity from the Ovid Kochavim. Now there is a case where even an Aris has to separate all the Trumas and Maestros from a land that he takes from an Ovid Kochavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the case of that? And he's expounding. The Bar Tanur points out on the Tanna Kamma, he's not disagreeing. Afa Mekabel Shtei Avos of an Ovid Kochavim, even someone who takes his the fields of his family, of his ancestors, from an Ovid Kochavim, it's a field that his family somewhere along the line sold to an Ovid Kochavim, or was confiscated by an Ovid Kochavim. So Ma'aser V'Nosin, though, he has to separate all the Trumas and Maestros before he gives it to the Ovid Kochavim. Meaning, why did they require that of the Aris? Because we want to encourage him to try his best to buy the field back. Meaning, we don't want the Ovid Kochavim to own this land. We want the Jewish family to own this land, and since it belonged to his family, so there's sentimental value to it. So he wants to have connection to this land, and that's why he's becoming an artist on the land. But we want him to we apply a little pressure on him to make the artist arrangement very difficult for him, so that he would be encouraged to try to save up the money to be able to buy the land back, so that to make it a financially unsatisfying agreement where he's going to lose too much by continuing to be an Aris, because we want him to buy the land back. Now, going back to Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Gimel goes back on Mishnah Aleph. We said that an Aris can give the Balabayas his share without taking Trumas and Maestros first. So the Mishnah discusses whether an Aris who's a Kohen or a Levi can take the Truma or Maestro for himself from that share. Meaning, or whether the Balabayas has the right to give it to any Kohen or Levi. So Kohen or Levi should kibble sodomi Yisrael. If, let's say, a Kohen or a Levi became an Aris for a Yisrael landowner. So, Kishem Shecholken Bechulin, Kach Cholken Betruma. Just like the sharecropper and landowner divide up the Chulin, so too they divide the Truma among them. Meaning, when the Balabas takes his percentage of the crop, included in it is the Truma and Meiser that has to be separated from it. So, the Balabas then takes those Trumas and Meisros and gives them to the Kohen and Levi, whichever Kohen and Levi he wants to give it to. He does not have to give it to the Kohen and Levi sharecropper. They don't have any special taina that they get to take it. However, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af ha-maisros shalehen, Rabbi Eliezer says the maisros go to the sharecropper, meaning if the Kohen is a sharecropper, he has the first rights to the truma that the balabas is going to be mafrish from that produce. If the if the sharecropper is a Levi, then he has the first rights to the maiser that the balabas is going to be mafrish. Sha'al menaskein ba'u, because it was on that condition that they agreed to be an aris on the field. It was understood as part of the agreement that the Kohen or the Levi will work on that field on the condition that they receive the Trumas U'Maisros, the exclusive rights to the Trumas U'Maisros. Now, even though the Bartanur points out, Tanakama agrees that that was the condition and that was the understanding, but that understanding is not binding because they didn't make any kinyan on that understanding. And without a kinyan, it's not going to mean anything. That's what the Bartanur writes, that Ve'in Alacha Rabbi Elazar, Di'afal Gavda Al-Manas Ken Yardu, Pamekanu. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer over here. We never paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is Shamutehu. Rabbi Elazar is from the Talmid Beis Shammai. So in general, we're not going to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer anyway. But why don't we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? You might have thought we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar because the Tanakhama disagrees that this was even part of the arrangement. No, it is part of the arrangement. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer because even though it was part of the arrangement, there was never a kinyan made on that arrangement. So to quickly chazer over here, we said in Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person is a choker from an Oved Kochavim, you have to give all the maestros before you give the portion that the landowner gets to the landowner. And the reason is because we're trying to tighten the screws on the choker in order to make him buy the field, or at least to make him not agree to work the field for the Oved Kochavim, so that the Oved Kochavim will want to sell the land. And Rabbi Yehuda said that if you're working on your even as an artist, but it's on the land that used to belong to your family, you have to take all the maestros before you give anything, because we want to encourage you to buy the land from the Ovid Chavim so that the Ovid Chavim does not continue to have Chania Bekarka. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a machlokas of a Kohen and Levi are the arisim, are the sharecroppers of a land, machlokas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Eliezer, whether they have the first rights to the chumos and the maestros that are going to be taken from the chelek that gets given to the Bal Hasada. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.